This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Today we are answering the question, why do we fast? Well, the basic answer is that we fast because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, commanded us to fast. And when we open up the second chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, in verse 183, we read that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, and He's addressing here the believers, O you who have believed, prescribed for you is fasting as it was prescribed for those before you in order that you gain taqwa. So in this very verse, we learn that the reason why we are fasting is it's an answer to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very verse makes it very clear as to the objective of fasting. And the objective of fasting is in order to gain taqwa. Now, this word taqwa is a comprehensive word. So taqwa means a lot of things. It's reverence of Allah. It's the fear of Allah. It's being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when the pious predecessors were defining this word, they used comprehensive definitions of this word, taqwa. So for example, Ali radiallahu anhu wa arda, the companion, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, when he defined taqwa, he said taqwa is that you have reverence and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's also that you act upon the revelation, and that revelation is the Qur'an. It is also being content with whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed for you and not challenging that. It's also about preparing yourself for the hereafter. So the basic answer to this question as to why we fast the month of Ramadan, we fast it as in submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also indicated in the hadith that Islam has been built upon five pillars. Bunya al-Islamu ala khams. Five pillars. The first one is the shahada, the declaration of faith, the declaration that there is no God, no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one being performing the five daily prayers, iqamus salat. And then we have the zakat, giving money to the poor and needy people. Then we have fasting the month of Ramadan, which is the fourth pillar of Islam. And then we have performing pilgrimage, hajj, for those who have the ability financially and physically able to do so. So in answer to this important question, we see that the answer is found in the Qur'an. It is also found in the Sunnah. It is found in the tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ramadan, of course, has many, many spiritual benefits. It has physical benefits. And so the way we can probably look at fasting Ramadan, it's like an institute whereby we enter to detox, to up the ante, to prepare ourselves, inshallah ta'ala, for the hereafter, and to remember that the purpose of life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the many ways that Muslims worship Allah is through the month of Ramadan and through fasting, as has been prescribed through the Quran and through the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us taqwa, to grant us this reverence and this fear and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is a priority in our lives. And when we do what Allah azza wa jal loves, He blesses us with the things that we love in this life and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan, welcome holy month, Ramadan, ahlan.
Allah.